I'd like to take you through an experiential way to release and clear and heal this for you so that you'll no longer experience the same adverse effects of subliminal and unseen programming and agendas that are not your own. We have to cleanse ourselves first before we can ask that what comes to us be neutralized and pure. Back to the idea of clearing the board out of our own eye before we can clear the splinter out of someone else's. The flow going in and out from us has to be balanced. If we want positive, uplifting, high-frequency flow coming into us, which we all say that we do, then we have to make sure that what goes out of us and what has gone out of us is raised to that frequency of the high, pure, clear, love, light energy. So with this exercise and this experience, we'll be able to do just that. After you have the experience, then you can come back and confirm it, my suspenders and belt idea, to give you that confidence and insurance that you can double check yourself that, yes, it's effective, it's clear, and I no longer have to deal with that in my life. I'm now at a higher level of frequency and I can move on. And speaking of higher level of frequencies, what we're doing is we're raising our frequency to a level that, let's just use a room, up around the ceiling. And then the lower frequencies are down around the floor, and there's a huge gap, and there's no way they can connect or line up with us. That's what we're doing in every case. We're changing our vibration and frequency to a higher or different frequency. It would be like not having cable stations and you can't play that channel, or your dial on the radio doesn't tune into that frequency. That's what we're achieving here with this method. We're getting our frequency up around the ceiling at the higher levels, and we're leaving the other ones to experience as they need to experience down around the floor level or the lower, denser frequencies. Out of the darkness comes the light. This is a principle I learned from when I studied Old Master oil painting in the 70s in Germany. A wonderful man. With art, he taught me how the old masters used that contrast of light and dark. And if you think about the old master paintings, how a lot of them were very dark, but yet they had bright light in them. And what makes something exciting or makes the painting exceptional or a masterpiece is that contrast and that play of the light and dark energies, in addition to the color. But really significant is that play of light and dark energy or low and high frequency. Thinking of the principle of how things grow on Earth. Out of the darkness of the fertile soil, we plant a seed. It's nurtured from the things that it takes from the soil, and it's watered and absorbs that. As that seed grows and goes up into the light, its roots are grounded into the earth's soil, and it grows up strong and beautiful under optimum conditions into the light, into the sunlight. It blossoms and then blooms to its full glory, bears fruit. So it is with us and our souls. That spark of light that we are is deposited in the denser, darker frequencies of the earth. We put our roots in. We're grounded here for this experience and this growth. And then we grow up towards the light to a higher and higher frequency and level. And then we blossom, bloom to full glory and bear fruit. This is our purpose, to grow and experience life as a soul. And as we grow in consciousness, so does the larger oneness of all consciousness grow. Let's get centered to begin our experience. If you're driving a car as you're listening to this message, please save this exercise for another time. We're concerned with your safety and well-being. Relax your physical body. And let's take some deep breaths. As we breathe in, let's use what we learned about color. Breathe in the color of the rainbow, all the magnificent colors of creation. Breathe in that energy. Fill your lungs with it and then spread it out through the rest of your body. As you exhale, realize that you're letting go and you're releasing the frequency and colors and vibrations that no longer serve you. The angels are all around you. They're taking these away, transforming them, transmuting them. They're assisting you in the entire process. Visualize your divine connection. Plug yourself into the highest source. Call in the help, assistance, and protection of the divine beings. Feel that comfort and strength as they come in around you. Ask them to fill the room. Ask them to guard and protect you in all directions. Know that you are safe and secure as you do this work. Know that you are a magnificent spiritual being. You incarnated on this earth to grow, blossom, and bear fruit. You're here to share that beauty and express it through you in your own unique way. Now see yourself at center stage. It's a darkened stage. Just as when you're planted into the soil of the earth. The curtains are opening, and the spotlight of God is shining down upon you. It's a beautiful, warm, glowing light. There's a golden warmth to it. Feel it. Enjoy it. Just as if you're basking in the sunshine. It's comforting. It's loving. It's supportive. It feels good. Now see a shower of rainbow sparkling colors coming down upon you. As they hit your body, it's as if the energy is dancing with glee as it enters into you and flows all around inside of you. It flows in and around you and just bubbles over and spreads out all over the space where you are. You're like a fountain of glowing light and color. You're able to see and know the magnificence of who you truly are. Who you truly are is this magnificent spiritual being, I am. The role or character you play in this drama of life is just that. It is the role that you're playing. Mother, daughter, father, son, husband, wife. This is the role you're playing on the stage of life. We've done such a wonderful job in growing and developing and experiencing all sorts of things. we can let go of any guilt, regrets, or shame or blame. We know it was part of the learning experience. It was necessary for us to grow out of the darkness of the soil and up into the light. It's necessary to always have your roots firmly planted and grounded. I give myself permission to heal. I know that these experiences were just that, experiences for my growth and development. I forgive myself as I think of all the things that I may be ashamed of, feel guilty about, embarrassed. I forgive myself. I also forgive others. I forgive others for the things that happened to me as they were having their experience for growth and development. I know that in fact they blessed me by challenging me to grow. I now ask forgiveness of all those I may have harmed, knowingly as well as unknowingly. Sometimes we give and receive injuries, hurts, knocks, and blows on the playground of life, and it's not intentional. But I know it all serves a higher purpose for my growth and development, and for the growth and development of all. As I raise up in consciousness, because we are all one, it raises the consciousness of all. As others are blessed and uplifted, it also blesses and uplifts me. I now ask that all that have been harmed be healed and raised to a higher level. We've learned what we needed to learn from these experiences, can now move on and learn at a higher level. I now ask that the energy of unconditional love from the highest source rain down upon me. I feel that warmth and comfort. I know that I'm loved. I know that I'm secure. I know that I'm guided through all of my experiences. I know that I'm safe and protected. Increase my awareness and understanding. I accept this love and unconditional blessing and healing. I know that love is the strongest force, that love will heal all. I embrace it. I embody it. I know that's the essence of who I am. I now ask for divine grace. I see grace as a beautiful being standing at the top of the mountain. I see myself climbing up the mountain. Grace reaches out a hand to me. I grab hold, and I'm pulled up. I know that I'm worthy because I made the climb to reach the hand of grace. I know that I deserve to be blessed. I know that I deserve to be healed. I now hold this energy of divine, perfect love within me. I love who I am and the process of experiencing life. Without these challenges and experiences, I could not grow and blossom and bear fruit in full glory. I am a magnificent spiritual being. I know it. I believe it in my heart. And I embrace it with my soul. I now take this back as I return to my body. I'm becoming aware again of my physical body as I move my fingers or wiggle my toes. I know that I'm still grounded in my earthly experience and incarnation. As you're ready, come back to full awareness in the room and open your eyes. Know that you can take this experience with you and that you can revisit it at any time. Each time that you do this, you'll be able to release more and more and raise yourself to a higher and higher level. Our consciousness is raised and we go as we release the things that are holding us back.